Hello and welcome to Best in Your Girl Podcast, the only podcast you listen to, ironically. So this is what I've got on the docket today. Children dropping F-bombs like a porn star drops to their knees, cougars just want to have fun, coffee is preventing productivity, and more. But first, a word from our sponsor. Just kidding, what fucking sponsor? I want to bring this video up about children saying fuck. In fact, it's actually young girls saying fuck. The idea is that they're going to try to get you to take notice and sit up that they're a young girl saying fuck, and then juxtapose that with words that are actually more meaningful to plights of these young girls. The plight of these young girls, which is words like rape and gender inequality. You know, those 25-cent words that Drunken White spoke about, but instead of these vulgar terms. Now, I tend to agree in part. While it's easy to be sympathetic to the plight of these young girls to have to endure, I have to say that this viral video got quite a bit wrong. It's cute as fuck, but still wrong. The part I agree with is that yes, young girls can be more than beautiful. In fact, it's horrible how much pressure must be just to be pretty all the time. They can be intelligent and beautiful and strong and deadly and everything that a mocking man can be. Well, maybe a man can be beautiful, but mostly everything a man could be. This is a goal that we can accomplish in our lifetime. But one thing I think that cannot be taught is teaching young boys not to rape. And not because of a lack of desire, but because teaching them not to rape is like teaching the government not to steal. It's something that fucking psychopaths do. Not raping is innate, and not something that can be taught. Really, the problem spends more time attacking a gender as opposed to solving the problem. Right? Kids, if we spent more time solving this issue instead of blaming each other's gender, we might get further than we ultimately are. You lose any ground you want to gain when you do the same thing that you're trying to prevent. It's like raping to prevent rape. Here's an idea. Instead of telling young boys not to rape, maybe, I don't know, teach both genders to have healthy and proper respect for all people, regardless of gender, creed, or else. Just a suggestion, basic human fucking respect. Now, from the word rape to an actual rape, we're going into the Mideast for a fun game that I like to call Let's Nuke the Middle East. That's right. Each time I read about Islam in the Middle East with their backward-ass ways, I'm going to cite it as clear-cut evidence that the region is too far gone for diplomacy, and that would be one more reason for going Hiroshima on their ass. Today's story, much like so many that spread faster than Ebola from the country that brought you 9/11 and beheadings, comes a tale of a young woman who is going to be killed for, well, killing her would-be rapist. Conversely, the other side of the story was that she was going to be killed for being raped, because that's kind of a thing over there, isn't it? This young girl, Rehana Jabahari, 26 in some articles, was hanged at dawn for premeditated murder and this passes for justice in that region. It's really a damned if you do, damned if you don't. And I think that's a problem. Now, it's fallacious to say that all the Middle East is horrible, because, well, that's just not true. But let's be fucking honest. The insane far outnumber the sane. And they infect more and more with their brand of insanity every day. At what point do we just say, fuck it, and nuke the bastards? Kids with guns? Check. Killing young women for saving themselves from rape? Check. ISIS? Check. Batshit crazy ideas? Check. So is this enough to just launch a preemptive nuke and just rebuild? I think so. Fallout be damned, we have a good 30 years to worry about that. Now let's talk about one of my favorite topics. We're traveling to the mystical land of coffee. So apparently coffee is a drug. Who knew, right? You know that pick-me-up you get? It's the equivalent of another needleful of heroin. Okay, well, maybe it's not that bad, but according to, well, logic, that's what a stimulant does. You feel better from kicking the effects of the withdrawal. Like most stimulants, you need more to get the same effect. Thus, I think we can file this under no fucking shit, Sherlock. Of course it affects your productivity when you feel like crap because you haven't gotten your drug. Now, from one of my favorite subjects to another, it's cougar time. Yes, apparently this is what passes for news and interest in today's world. This isn't even news, but could someone explain to me why a 42-year-old woman dating an 18-year-old is interesting for anyone outside of the relationship and that group of his friends that will be high-fiving him after the fact? It's nonsense. Few people have fucks to give when it's an adult man and an 18-year-old girl. It's normal because that's kind of what men do. We bang the younglings so long as they pass a rigorous test beforehand. The test goes more like a flowchart, really. It goes something like, is she 18? If yes, definitely. If no, wait until she is. Now, maybe it isn't quite the college-level test that it seems, but it works, and fuck it, who am I to reinvent the wheel? There's nothing wrong with May-December romances. One day, I hope that we'll be looking back on these and laugh as we do the headlines about, well, homosexuals, coming off as if that homosexuals, can't do things that normal people can. You know, that, like, gay man does something interesting. You know, in other words, no fucking shit. Of course they can, because they're people too. But this is the end of the line for me, because, I've run out of things to skewer. One last thing, though. Actually, you know what? Let's go back one step. There's something I want to talk about real fast that I don't quite have the answer to. A shooting. Yes, a shooting. That happened in Washington. A young boy who was homecoming prince. Now, I'm pretty sure the stereotype of a, school shooter usually is, like, long hair, glasses, Undertaker from wrestling-style trench coat, bullied, harassed, outcasted by his peers, access to gun, and has a, you know, almost, yeah, a Glenn Danzig type of attitude. But instead, this kid was a homecoming prince. This reminds me a lot of Halloween, a middle-class kid who does something horrible and nobody has the answers. I don't have the answer. I don't know what is causing this. That's scary, huh? It's no longer localized to this little fucking, easy-to-define pattern of losers and outcasts who will eventually kill someone. No, now it's popular kids. What's the world coming to nowadays? But like I said now, since I don't have the answer, I think I'm just going to have to write an essay on that one and try to figure it out for myself. But this is, now we're back to the end of the line. Once again, though, I'd like to thank you all for listening. If you like this, like it. Press the little button. This is like, share, comment, and follow. Here, either here on Facebook or on the Twitter machine at Best in Your Girl. More importantly, though, until next time, be awesome to each other and to yourselves.